Blog Talk Radio.
Like a hair for years. I'm in the living room, banging on an old upright, where my world began. Discovering the music that the child I was, knew I became the man that I am.
Live in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is Burke Allen on WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about urgency. Gary Hinterberg is our guest today. He's the author of the book Urges, and it's hope and inspiration for people who have compulsive disorders, including the urge to pull hair. And Gary joins us. And Gary, thanks for being on the air with us today. This is a very interesting thing, and something that I understand after reading your book and looking on your website that affects up to 10 million people.
That is correct, Burke. It is one of those hidden disorders that a lot of people haven't heard about, but a lot of people deal with in silence.
And there's actually a scientific name for this, and it is?
The name is trichotillomania.
And as I read your book, which is a memoir, and it's fascinating, it begins with your story as a young man growing up out in the Midwest and, you know, in farm country and you know, overcoming eventually this disorder and leading a very happy, successful life. You got this by sort of bonking your head, as I recall, as a six-year-old kid, and that's how it all began for you. And you obviously had no idea what this was all about. Is that right?
Well, that's right. It's I don't know that one can blame the bump on the head. I think that was probably more the catalyst of something that that simply got me started. Whether it would have been a bump on the head that particular day, or an incident at some later point in my childhood, I think that trichotillomania was really just simply a part of who I am.
Gary Hinterberg is our guest today, and if you'd like to find out more about Gary, his website is manage-trick-urges.com, and that's T-R-I-C-H. Now, this disorder, Gary, for the folks who are listening, and they may say, gosh, you know, it doesn't sound like that big a deal. In fact, it is and can be a really big deal.
It really can be. It's an emotionally devastating disorder for children. Just a few weeks ago, the National Trichotillomania Conference was in Dallas, and I was one of the featured speakers. And during that time, children, adults who are hair pullers, along with the parents of children who are hair pullers and professionals, are at this conference. And one of the things that really becomes very, very evident as you are around any people who have this disorder is that no matter what the age, it is still a very shameful disorder. There are a lot of tears that are shed once you have the ability to meet someone for perhaps the first time, or if you've come to multiple conferences, old friends that you've come to know over the years, because you have a shared experience that if you are keeping a secret, as most people who are hair pullers do, you very rarely encounter other people who are hair pullers. So it is a very emotional time for people to be together. And the other part of it that's perhaps even more emotionally charged, if you will, is that there are documented situations of teenagers who have ended their lives because they simply have been unable to cope with trichotillomania. It's just only a few weeks ago, I read an account in Southern California of a 15-year-old girl who stepped in front of a fast-moving train because she just simply was unable to deal with the urges of pulling hair.
Unbelievable. The book is Urges. Gary Hinnerberg is our guest today. He's the author and is one of the foremost experts in this disorder. How does this compare, Gary, with other obsessive-compulsive disorders, you know, the folks that have to, you know, open and close a door 100 times or wash their hands till they bleed? Is it somewhere in that same realm, according to mental health professionals?
Well, mental health professionals really actually don't consider trichotillomania to be an obsessive-compulsive disorder, even though a lot of us who have trichotillomania may not agree with that assessment. Trichotillomania is considered by the professional community to be more of a impulse control disorder or a bodily focused repetitive disorder. So, but as far as how it compares with other kinds of disorders out there, you know, whether it's somebody who's constantly checking, somebody who's having to constantly, you know, wash hands, or if it's somebody who has a related disorder such as hoarding, for example. We've been hearing about hoarding these days as well.
Sure.
These are disorders where, you know, you cling on to something, and for those of us who are hair pullers, we have a euphoric rush when we pull hair.
Gary, your book Urges, you know, brings this out in the open, and you talk some about this in the book about, you know, how difficult this was for you, you know, to let other people know, and I'm sure it's that way for most of the people who suffer from this. What was the sort of aha breakthrough moment for you in this whole thing that helped you to turn your life around?
Well, it's. It's a little bit humorous in some ways. I had been thinking for some time about coming open with it, about just shaving my head, because I had worn a hair replacement for 28 years. And so the hair piece, and most of us who pull hair do hide it by wearing hair pieces or wigs
or hats
or scarves or just simply combing hair in rather unusual ways.
Yep.
For me, though, after having thought about it for a long time, there were a few things that came to play, one of which was that I lost about 28 pounds, and that became I was getting myself back in shape. I turned age 50, and the other thing I would overlay on top of that in kind of the humorous way is that I was watching Dancing with the Stars with my wife and my daughters, and it happened to be in the fall of 2006 when the three finalists were two bald guys and a set of dimples was what they were called, and it went on and won, and you know, Emmett Smith is a completely shaved head, and one of the other contestants also had a shaved head whose name I can't remember, but the point was that the scenes they were showing, you know, of the audience and of people was, you know, they actually went into a little bit of a time there where they were interviewing people about the guys who you know were bald and you know whose heads were shaved, and there was all this swooning over, you know, how great they looked and oh the bald heads, and I thought to myself, well, you know, maybe there isn't such a horrible stigma with this. Maybe, you know, rather than people looking at you with a bald head and thinking that you have, you know, a disorder or you know, there's something just wrong with you, that actually it could be a socially accepted kind of thing. So for me, I decided very shortly after that, between Dancing with the Stars and the other things that were going on in my life, that's when I decided that it was time to do two things. One is that I had in my mind for years and years that I wanted to write my story, and which is, of course, what Urges eventually came to be. And I had for many years thought that what I wanted to do was I wanted to write my story, and then I would shave my head upon the publishing of my story. But it became evident, and I'm glad it did, that I decided to shave my head first, and then I wrote my story. And what I did is I literally planned about 3 months in advance. It was fall of 2006 when I made the decision to shave my head. And what I did is I literally set a date on the calendar for when I was going to do it. And that date was February 1st of 2007. It would give me time to think through how I was going to deal with it, to think about how I would start to tell some of my close friends about what I was going to do, because I knew that there was just going to be, you know, kind of a shock and awe.
Sure.
With people around me, that suddenly they were going to see me with a full head of hair, and you know, I realized a lot of people knew it was a hairpiece when they would see me. I was never trying to fool anybody, but at the same time, I was also surprised to learn later on how many people did not realize that it was a hairpiece. So I went from, you know, full head of hair one day to completely shaved. So my appearance, you know, obviously had a very, very dramatic change overnight, and I knew that people were going to be looking at me oddly, and even though what I really found after I shaved my head, the first day or two after shaving my head, I was really, 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 you know, the radar is up, and you're wondering how many people are watching you, how many people are staring at me because I've shaved my head.
You bet.
And you know what happened? Nobody was paying any attention. And that was more validation to me that you know, that it was okay. And then starting to tell the story about why I did it, that I have this compulsive disorder. I was tired of keeping it a secret. I was tired of holding myself back from physical activities like, you know, going swimming. You know, you can't go swimming if you're wearing a hairpiece, at least,
sure.
You know, not really swimming. You know, going to the gym and working out is difficult. You know, there are just so many, many things where I'd have to, I mean, traveling, oh my gosh, I'd take all my stuff with me so I could wash my hairpiece and have it all ready so it would look right. And I mean, I'd have to get up an hour earlier every morning just to take care of my hair, you know.
Oh, man.
And it just got too high maintenance for me. And shaving my head and talking about this secret to make it no longer a secret anymore was like lifting an enormous amount of weight off of my shoulders.
Gary Hinterberg is our guest, and his book is Urges, and it talks about this hair-pulling compulsive disorder that affects up to 10 million folks. Now, Gary, you're now in front of people a lot. As I read in your book, you're a singer in a barbershop quartet, and so you're no shrinking violet. Is it difficult still to this day for you to be in front of people, or are you sort of past that now that you've written this book and so to speak, come out of the closet?
Well, that is a very good question, and interestingly enough, I've lived a life of certain dichotomies here where, you know, normally people who pull hair really don't want to be seen and try and just blend in with the crowd, which oftentimes I found myself doing, yet I am comfortable being in front of an audience. I am in front of people performing, and for me, you know, it's been liberating and to be able to do that and to have that level of comfort to do it. So I don't know. I look at it anymore as a strength when I say it. I mean, hair pulling. What it has done is it has profoundly molded me into the human being who I am, that I have specific gifts and talents as a result of hair pulling. Growing up and doing things in 4-H on the farm, giving public speeches in 4-H, doing those kinds of things, and writing. I mean, I do a lot of writing today in my career, and using those gifts and those talents and identifying them because of hair pulling, I really have found a tremendous degree of strength and confidence in moving forward by simply acknowledging that trichotillomania is a part of my life.
A part of you, but certainly doesn't define you. And
it does not define me.
And, you know, we wish you all the luck in the world with this. And I know that there are lots of folks who are listening and folks who will listen to this in the future who may suffer from this in silence and now realize, hey, I'm not the only one out there that's going through this. Now, the book is Urges, and it's available online at hairpullingbook.com, hairpullingbook.com. And if in our last 30 seconds, if folks want to get more information about this condition, where would you send them, Gary?
Well, I would, of course, start with hairpullingbook.com. And another one is the Trichotillomania Learning Center, which is the national organization in Santa Cruz, California. And their website is simply trich.org. And importantly, trich not with a K, but with an H, trich.org.
Trich.org, and also hairpullingbook.com for Gary Hinterberg's book, Urges. Gary, I sure appreciate you spending time with us today on WAMS. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. All right.
Have a great day. This is Burke Allen, live in Washington on WAMS Radio.